Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Ed Chris Show.
What a start.
That's on me.
What a start.
I shouldn't have done that. Biggie left me with 14 seconds of time to just nothing but pad. So I look at him like, loose, this is loose.
And nice math.
Well, I mathed right.
Did you, Mr. Remedial?
I did.
You both handled it. What do they say? Both track.
On brand.
On brand. Thank you, Kelly.
I say, loose, you left me with 14 seconds to kill. He says, it was four when I did it. I say, you did the math wrong. No, I didn't.
I don't know how that happened. I do. Good morning.
Whatever.
We are off and running.
Whatever. That's right. Whatever.
What is whatever.
It? Who cares? What does it matter? Who cares about this stupid pad leading in?
I'm going to start taking a daily picture of the number when I leave the table and texting it to you.
All right. Yeah.
Every day.
That's what you
you're
should
gonna
do.
You're going to get a text that says the number.
The number of how much pad time we had to lead it to back time, the old back timing getting into this show.
Well, Kessler, all these years, I know you like anywhere from 3 to 5 seconds of pad time.
That's right. And today you left me with, you said
more.
Four, but when I looked down, it was 14, and I say, too much pad time. What am I supposed to do with this? Well, I did the math right. I doubt it.
Nice math, late graduator.
Well, and this ball will roll downhill because later I'll find someone, Drew, our engineer, and I'll say, it said four when I left.
Yep.
It says 14 to
that's
him.
That's 14.
And he'll stare at it and nothing will happen.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Who cares? You know, it's like, who would even know?
The lights are on. The microphones are on.
It's hot. I'll tell you, there's new things all around here. Talk about things that track. This is just office place management. To get into this building, you have to swipe a little chip over a reader on the back door. Well, yesterday they replaced the little reader, so it's a new thing that's sitting there by the door. And three people came in, Chris Dim first, me second, Biggie third. Chris Dim's reaction, nonplussed, didn't care. My reaction, confusion.
What do I do? How does it work?
Biggie's reaction, excitement.
Did y'all see that?
Well, I'll
loved
tell you.
It. Loved it.
You're lucky I'm here because the first time I swiped it, it hit me with a yellow instead of a green.
Well, yeah, right.
And
yeah.
I thought, that's it.
That's it. They've locked you out.
That's it.
Not even supposed to be here.
I'm gone.
You're not even supposed to be here. Like it's keeping you out. Exactly. What a different reaction for all three of us. I was just like, what is this? Because same. I had to swipe it a couple of times. Then I figured it out. You just have to put your little fob there and get it in.
I guess we're still probably a generation away from using retina scans to get into a building.
So, some buildings may have it, like your big like your Pentagon.
I still feel like that's something you see in movies only,
the eye scan.
Like Mission Impossible stuff,
maybe. I don't know how that works. Fingerprint analysis,
that I think is more would be more common than a retina scan.
But then they just
how many fingerprints do you have? I mean, if you're in a building this size, how many people work in this building?
40.
35, 40.
Yeah.
I mean, does it store 40 fingerprints and remember them all?
I guess it would, right?
Yeah, I would think.
I suppose. But then,
do you trust that tech? Biggie can't count to 10.
Right. Well, I've noticed.
I can count to 10. 1, 2.
Well, I had to guess who counted. I just counted to 14. Why? Because it was 14. I think the bad guys, though, will just chop your thumb off and gain access
to this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or all this.
Or the pluck out your eyeball to get it. Mm-hmm.
I've seen both in movies.
Both.
Yeah, we've seen movie bad guys do all
of course.
All those things.
So then you have access to. If you let the bad guys in to have access to this, you've lost. You've lost the war.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, once they have our technology, our information, this is the information hub and center.
America ceases to exist.
Then there's no way for America to exist any longer. Exactly. Thomas, you're talking about fingerprints to get into a building. Exists? Will it be a thing? What?
It's a thing here in Savannah. We've got probably 600 people using one time clock, and it's got a little fingerprint scanner at the very top. Everybody clocks in and out at the same time, the same one.
Yeah.
It'll fit 600. I wish they had more because it takes forever to get in, but
yeah,
it's here. It's the thing.
I had no idea.
All right. So it does happen. Okay. I'm glad you called. Thank you, Thomas. Thanks for listening in Savannah. Sure appreciate it. The only problem is I just watched a show called Slow Horses. Somebody had their thumb cut off just for that very purpose.
Okay.
That would worry me.
They did that. Yeah, they'll take it. And again, this is the hub where, you know, this is it.
Yeah. So they got access to our library of fart sound effects.
Oh, forget it.
If they had, exactly right. If they got our sound effect, if they could use that.
Ooh, I shudder to think.
For ill will, it would be awful.
You would pray for the comet to destroy the Earth.
By the way, that comet now, that asteroid, has gone up from a 1.6 to a 1.9% chance of hitting the Earth, to which people say, good.
Keep going. Bring it on.
We're trending in the right direction.
You can do better.
But, you know, we did talk about this. That asteroid is not a planet killer, though.
No.
It's a planet just maimer.
It'll leave us limping.
Yeah.
Depending on where it hits.
Unfortunately, some of us will survive and then have to go through like a nuclear winter, which I guess is worse.
Well, I don't know how much nuclear. I heard if it hit the ocean, it would cause a massive tsunami. If it hit land, it would cause an earthquake. But again, if it, let's say it hit in the middle of Russia, I don't think we'd have any ill effects.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the size. I don't quote me on this, and I'm sure our fact checker would be pulling his hair out. But ages ago, before humans walked the Earth, I think something hit struck the Earth. I don't know if it created the oceans or the canyons or any of that stuff.
Right.
But I think like a cloud encircled the Earth for, I think, you know, 100 years.
Well,
so nothing grew.
I mean, it could be.
I mean, it could be one of those.
Now,
so it doesn't kill you instantly, but it will wipe everything out.
But what I read is the size of this one is it would not do that. But like Biggie said, it would limp us along and part
of it. Obliterate where it hits?
Yeah, it would hurt where it hits. It would hurt where it hits, but it would not cause annihilation, even the 100
global.
It wouldn't be global. It really depends on where it hits. Now, the news breaking today is it should hit in 2032, and it's got a 1.9% chance of hitting the Earth. Scientists have ratcheted that up from 1.6 to 1.9. Uncle Jack is talking about fingerprint scanners. We're very into the technology here and nuclear annihilation today. Uncle Jack, what do you have on fingerprint scanners?
Yeah, I have worked in locations where both they done the fingerprint, well, different locations, a fingerprint scan, and actually one place done a whole palm scan where you put your whole hand on the reader. And me being a maintenance guy, always getting cut or burnt or skint, whatever, it was a real pain for me because, you know, had something new wrong with my fingerprint or something every day. It can be a real hassle if you, you know, are prone to
that makes sense.
Your print getting damaged.
That makes
sense. If you're wearing a Band-Aid on your finger,
that makes
you couldn't scan it.
And I thank you, Uncle Jack. I'm so glad you
He's
called
seen things.
Just yesterday, I told you about the scars I have from my pickleball bat.
Yeah, I know. I laughed about it for a good part of the day.
See how many? In a firefight, you get skint.
Well, sure. your hand is now always scabbed up.
That's right, because I'm in firefights a lot. Ping, 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 and then it'll hit my knuckle, and my opponent says, "You're bleeding." By the way, I just have to brag on the diesel and myself. Last night, we played a couple of guys in a friendly, couple of guys we know. Their combined age, 43. Our combined age, 110.
Whoa. Oh, did you show those young couple, those young bucks a thing or two?
No, I mean, they kicked our ass. I mean, they just.
That's not how that story's supposed to end.
We played 13 games. They won them all.
Wow.
I guess you did show them.
And I mean, easily. Easily won
were
them
they
all.
Were they having mercy on you at the end?
At one point, the ball like went over into the tennis courts. And I said, I'll go get it. And they were like, never mind. And they just hop the fence. You know, it's one of those where they just leap over the fence and come back.
Yeah, don't worry, old man.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
we got this.
My God. Unbelievable. No, we lost them all. Diesel kept saying, one more. But
no, I want to go.
I said, I got to go home. I said, Ashley's making a roast.
I'm not going to eat it, but I got to get home.
Kyle, you're talking about fingerprint scanners as a way to come into a building. Go ahead.
Yeah, they got that. Well, it's not so much to come into a building, but they got the fingerprint for the time clock here around here. It's in Old Dominion Trucking Terminals.
Yes.
They do. They got them nationwide.
I had no idea.
Apparently, this is a...
That's a time clock thing. Two big organizations.
That's a lot of people already calling and saying that's the thing. I didn't know. And the palm scan thing. You can see. Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate it. You can see what Uncle Jack's talking about, where if you do have scabs or cuts on you, as I do...
On your money hand.
Often on my money hand. That's a problem. I didn't want to say anything, but when we upgraded our security 2 years ago after the Pine Straw incident, fingerprint scan to enter our garage.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. You do a
all the drivers in the home are encoded.
Yeah. Thumbprint.
And let's not forget the security upgrades you did were all because you let them in.
They knocked on your door and you opened it.
That's right.
Where is the security weakness in the house? You're looking at it.
Thumbprint scan. And it gives me major trouble because you never know. This thumb gets in the way of a lot out there.
What if you get the arthritis?
Right. What if I get the arthritis and can't bend my thumb?
Or flatten your palm.
Yes. Recall the call we got about that time a couple of years ago when we were talking about possible nuclear annihilation. And I asked the gentleman who called, who knew a lot about it, would you rather get hit? This is about asteroids now. Would you rather get hit, bam, or survive if the nuclear bomb went off in the United States?
When I was in the military, that was my baby. That was my job, nuclear biological chemical warfare.
Ooh.
Let me tell you, if a nuclear bomb is coming, drive as fast as you can to the epicenter, you want to be vaporized.
Yep.
You want to be gone within seconds because, man, you don't want the radiation fallout. You don't want to be one of the survivors with radiation sickness. It's a lingering, horrible death.
I believe you.
You don't have to sell it, man.
He's right as rain. No doubt about it.
Nuclear rain.
Let's say you do survive it. Let's say you can't get, you're far enough away. Then what do you do? Drive the other direction?
You could try that, okay? Mm-hmm. But when your mutant hand comes sprouting out of your chest... to smack you in the face for not driving to the epicenter. good luck to you.
All right.
He's right.
Fantastic call.
Let me tell you something. We've been doing this show 26 years. There's a few calls that stand up. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Mutant hand from chest.
Mutant hand from chest to smack you.
Why are you driving this way? I told you to go to the epicenter.
Fantastic visual there.
The way my luck has gone the last 2 years or so, I would be walking towards the blast as it happened, and somebody would somehow pull me into a bunker and save me.
Right.
I'd be stuck living.
And you'd say,
I was walking towards the blast.
Walking toward the asteroid I wanted to hit. The breaking news is 1.9% chance now in 2032 the asteroid will hit Earth. That is ratcheted up from 1.6% earlier this week.
If it was coming this way, for sure, Chris Kelly, would you go back to eating?
I would. I think
they said you've got two months.
Right.
And, look, there's nothing we can do.
Exactly.
This is a world ender.
It's that Armageddon movie.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I would. Now, here'd be my luck. I'd put on 40 pounds, and then they say, crisis averted.
We sent some convicts up there, and they moved it.
Luckily, those oil drillers, they really know what they're doing.
Exactly. That's exactly what would happen to me. And then I'd be all fat again. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then you got to go through all the pains again.
Yeah, nothing grows.
There'd be a lot of that. There'd be eating.
Right.
I've been having a lot of unprotected sex.
That's right.
And what?
Then you get a bunch of STDs.
Yep.
And what? They divert it to another planet. They take it to Mars where somebody's got to sit with it.